Hi, this is Juliana Erickson with the Joyful Life Show. So, I have a feeling you're like me and you have days where you're having a great time, everything's awesome, and then you get these thoughts that come in your head that you don't know where they came from, and they try to steal your peace or your joy, and they start making your day go down instead of up. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I have a visualization I made for you, and I want you to experience it. So here we go. I'm going to give you, it's maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and it's something that might help you when you have days like that. So here you go. It's called Close the Screen Door. Enjoy. Have you ever had the experience where you were having a wonderful day, everything seems to be going fine, and then you started having these little thoughts come in your mind that were angry or negative or challenging? Have you ever had that? Well, I have too, and I realize that when those happen, if I give them any power, they seem to take over. And that beautiful, loving, peaceful experience that I was having a few minutes prior seems to be gone if I let that little ego voice take over, because it will ruin it. It will ruin my moment. It will ruin, and sometimes it can even ruin my whole day. And so I have come up with this little visualization that it's kind of like a reminder. It's called Close the Screen Door. So here you go. I had this happen the other day. I was sitting on the patio and I was having one of those wonderful experiences. And all of a sudden, I had a worry about the future start to enter my mind, and I noticed it was starting to take my peace away, or it was trying to erode my peace. And I thought, no, it's not going to do that. And you know, you have to take charge of your thoughts, otherwise they'll just keep going. So I decided I was just going to stop it and say, no, that's not, I'm enjoying myself, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in the moment. I'm not going to give that other thought any power. So lovingly, I stopped it. It was a little boundary. It was like closing a screen door. So here you go. This is a little visualization that I developed that you might like to try. All right. So get comfortable in your seat, and I'd like you to close your eyes. Take a couple of big breaths, maybe one more. So imagine yourself sitting in your house or apartment or condo, wherever you live. You're sitting inside and you're looking around at your house and it looks orderly. And you get up and you open the door, and you also have a screen door on your door. Right? So you are going to, even if you don't have a screen door, I want you to imagine you have a screen door, and you open the screen door, and you open the regular door and the screen door, and you leave them open. You walk out, you leave them open. You're going to go on your trip or vacation, and you're going to be gone for a month, and you're going to leave your door open for a month. All right? So when you return, you look around at your house and it is a mess. You have possums that have come in and they've pulled everything apart. Raccoons have opened your kitchen cabinets and pulled all the food out. They've eaten through the bags, and it's a mess. Everything, all of your counters, your floor, you have birds nesting in your lamps. You have wild cats that have scratched your curtains and they're shredded. You have mice that have eaten your bedding and the stuffing out of your living room couch. It's a mess, and you have poop everywhere and dirt everywhere. It's just horrible. And then squirrels, of course. You have squirrels that have eaten away holes in your walls. This is all that's happened in a month because you left your door open. Now, it's not that those animals and birds were doing anything wrong. They were just being themselves, right? But you left the door open. You left the door open, right? So imagine going back to the beginning of this scenario again, where you were sitting in your clean house, apartment, or a condo, And instead of when you leave, you instead of leaving the doors open, you just leave, you close the screen door. So you can leave the other door open if you want. So you can hear in and out. You can hear what goes on. You can smell the scents. You can see what goes on. But the screen door is closed. And when it's closed, it leaves all of those animals outside, right? So that's kind of like your ego. If you will just close the screen door, it's not that the ego is bad or evil. It's just doing what it does. And it's what it does is it tries to ruin things. So I'd like you to think about that. So you can go ahead and open your eyes. So think about that when you have your thoughts that are, you know, you may have a nice experience, or even if you're just having an ordinary experience, and you start having those negative thoughts, worrisome thoughts, fearful thoughts start to come in your mind, go. I want you to close the screen door of your mind. Just imagine closing the screen door, all right? So maybe even put a little sign around your house, maybe in your kitchen, in your bedroom, on your computer, close the screen door. Because guess what? You may have to do this 20, 50, or 100 times each day. That's how often that our mind will bring those negative thoughts in. We don't. You may not even realize that, but it happens. So be aware of your thoughts. Close the screen door. Don't let them in. Your peace is yours to protect. It's precious and it's valuable, and it's the absolute essence of a peaceful, joyful life. So this is just my little gift to you, a visualization for a peaceful experience, and I hope you find this helpful. All right, that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. And use it when, you know, just as a reminder, maybe a couple of times a month. But definitely try to remember that phrase, close the screen door, because that can help you any day, any time you're experiencing that ego erosion. Okay, well, this is Juliana Erickson with the Joyful Life Project. And I wish you a fabulous day. And you can contact me at thejoyfullifeproject.com. And you also might be interested in my new product. It's a self-forgiveness package. You can go online and do the forgiveness workshops that I do here in Nashville, but you can do them in the comfort of your own home. Go to the website forgiveyourselfandmoveon.com and see all the information there. All right? I would love to hear how you're doing with this visualization or anything going on in your life. Give me a email at joyfullifeproject.com on the contact page, and let me hear how you're doing, okay? I really am interested. Bye-bye. Have a fabulous day.